Sabor y Salud Podcast.
Taking out all the things that are white and making them brown. Yeah. Doesn't that sound beautiful?
I sensed a lot of cultural incompetency with therapists.
Like meteors like coming out of your booty hole?
Yeah.
I'm gonna figure this out, okay? I stuck on the lata, the can right there, jackfruit. Yeah. It's gonna work out, okay?
Welcome back to Sabor y Salud Podcast. My name is Belin Mojarro. I am your host. Thank you so much, y'all. We're in episode 2. I cannot even believe it. I'm so excited. Thank you for all the support that y'all gave to episode 1. We felt the love. We're so excited to keep creating more content for all of you. Let's get into it. This is an interview with Marisa Reyes, who is an incredible human being and a dear friend of my family. She's a sister from another mista. She is a massage therapist, a yoga teacher, a hula hooper, an all-around healing, laughing soul, and co-owner of Purple Lotus Medical Massage and Wellness. It's so much fun doing this interview and just being in Marisa's energy. It was actually the very first interview we recorded. So it was really fun, like, listening back to it, because that was a couple months ago, and really starting to think about where I was at that moment when I was interviewing Marisa. She speaks, and you'll hear her speak a little bit more about this, a gut massage that she does and that I actually received from her a while ago. And when I interviewed Marisa, I was having so many issues with my tummy. Oh, y'all, I felt like I had choro all the time. I did have choro a lot. I was just like not being very good and not really listening to my body and putting things in it that were really like harming me and making me unwell and ill. And so like with this episode, when I interviewed Marisa and when I interviewed Jocelyn, I like a lot of time has passed since then. And they really inspired me to kind of heal myself on my own through food and other things that they both spoke about. So that was really fun to revisit. We also spoke about how there is feminine energy in cannabis, which I did not know and was really interested in. So you're going to hear her talk a little bit about that. And then it gets real weird at the end, y'all. Marisa shares about a gallstone cleanse that she did with her partner. I'm going to leave it there. A lot of talk about poop in this episode, probably in every episode that we make. So I'm going to let y'all learn a little bit more from Marisa. She's amazing. Let's learn about her and her business, Purple Lotus.
How would you describe your practice?
So I do a lot, but the main meat of it is massage, yoga. We do wellness retreats in Malibu. But if I were to describe how I work, I would say it's gentle and powerful. And it's all inclusive. I like to bring all elements of health into it, with like the food, the emotions, the body work, the movement. So I feel like it's pretty well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
About like working with the source, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. a lot of the health issues are coming up because like it's so much of it stems from the emotions, right? And like we don't address the emotions in our Western world.
No.
So
yeah, that's amazing. I've actually had the honor of having a massage by Marisa in her beautiful home studio, which, oh man, I wish this was like actually filmed, because this place is so beautiful. We're sitting on the floor in a carpet, and there's beautiful like tapestries, and it smells amazing, and it just feels so healing. But yeah, so I've had the honor of having an experience with you, and it felt very holistic, and it felt, you know, we did oracle card readings and then you massaged me. And I know that there's like so many specific things that you offer. Can you speak a little bit about like the specific things that you offer? We'll just say like as a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm. So one of my specialties, it's called Chi Nei Tsang. It's the abdominal massage. And I trained this in Thailand. And the first time I heard of it, I was like, I don't want anyone rubbing my belly. And then I went traveling, and then I met Michael, my now husband, and he was having like consistent abdominal issues, like with his digestive system. He's waking up every morning with diarrhea. And we're just like, dude, what's going on? So finally, I was like, you know what? We should go back to Thailand, do this training. It's supposed to be really good for gut health. So we ended up doing it, and his symptoms started getting better. Later, we found out he had parasites. And we're like, oh, all right. But then I realized I was receiving it and I wasn't having any menstrual pains the way I was before, and like found out it's really good for the reproductive system. And so that is something that I realize is so essential in our community right now. Just everywhere is gut health. So abdominal massage. I mean, while I was there, I did this training with this Greek beautician slash massage therapist, and she trained me to do, it's called Sithou. It's a face lifting and rejuvenating massage.
Yeah, you told me about this one.
It's so relaxing. So basically what I do is I start off with Swedish to relax the body, and then I do a little bit of facelifting, because who doesn't want a good facelift?
Right, that's real.
And then I work on the gut, the abdominal area. So that's my thing.
Yeah, that's really important. So I'm curious about that story, actually, about the parasites. Like, at what point was it like, we can heal this with using these like Eastern methodologies or ways, and then at one point you're like, maybe we should go to the doctor.
So you know, it was actually great. We went to Dr. Elena. So we went to her, we went to this other doctor who's an Ayurvedic doctor slash Western doctor, and she was like, you know, I think we should use the Western diagnostics. So they took his poo-poo and tested that, and that's how they found out. And we did a combination because it had been like 2 years, and at that point he was losing a lot of weight, and so finally,
that's so long.
It was a little scary. Yeah, but he would get better and then he'd get worse. So finally he decided, I'm just gonna do the antibiotics, but then still use the probiotics and like do the probiotic foods to help balance it out. So he did that and he's fine now. So it's like balance, right? Like Western medicine is good for certain things, but the whole Eastern, they've been doing it since ages now. So I like for them to work hand in hand, but primarily I feel like the Eastern modalities are really great for preventative. So,
which we don't think about in this country, really. We'll definitely need to do a gut massage soon, because I've been having hella gut issues. I was brought to my attention. I was at a music festival last week or the week before. I don't know. And my stomach just started hurting out of nowhere. And like I had a egg nopal burrito in the morning, but I had like salsa on it. I don't know. But like my stomach has been kind of like fucked up in the last couple months. And my partner was like, your stomach's always hurting. Like every week I feel like you're having a tummy ache. And I know it's like, I'm not eating super healthy, but I'm just like, how, like I don't know. I feel like I need a gut massage and probably a cleanse.
I mean, Hippocrates did say, right, let food be thy medicine.
Yeah, no, you're right. I guess, and this is what I was explaining to him, because he's like, you should go to the doctor. And I was like, I feel like if I go to the doctor, they're just going to tell me I can't eat like spicy food, or I can't eat like whatever, meat. And I'm like, I like that so much. I know it's bad for me. I know meat's bad for me, but I like it so much. And so like, I'm not ready to accept the fact that I have to change my diet.
You know, for me, it's helped, because for me, it's sugar. Like, it just gets the best of me. And there's times where I've, like, surrounded by it. And when I'm in that moment of temptation, and this doesn't always work, it works sometimes, but I'll ask myself, do I want to be temporarily satiated, or do I want to be healthy? And it's like, sometimes I'm like, I want to be healthy, and I walk away. And then other times I'm like, fuck it.
Indulge.
And I'm like, Cookie Monster.
But that's like important too though, right? And then when you do that, like, I think it's like, how do we release the guilt of it too? Because that, like, I think our body internalizes that also, right? Like when we're like, this is so bad for me. Like our body immediately physically like rejects it. And it's like, yeah, this is fucking terrible. I don't know, maybe.
Well, so when that happens, I'm always like, I love and forgive myself. I love and forgive myself. I love and accept myself, and I forgive myself. And then I feel a little bit better about it.
That's beautiful. Did you make that up? Is that like an affirmation you made up?
I mean, no, I feel like I've probably heard it in Louise Hay. She's got a ton of affirmations that I'm constantly seeing in my emails. And I've, before I had, I still do kind of, I'm not, I feel like affirmations posted around my health, my house, like in the, well, Kundalini yoga, you know, Yogi Bhajan, the guy who brought it to the US, he's got so many different mantras, you know, and he's got a bunch of like, I am happy, I am healthy, I am holy. And to just repeat that over and over and over again just really helps, like, oh, okay, I'm happy.
Oh my goodness. Holy. I have a hard time, maybe you can help me have less of a hard time. But I have a hard time sometimes, like, taking myself seriously when I'm doing affirmations. Like, sometimes it, like, sits and I can do it. And sometimes I'm like, I sound so silly, you know? Like, and maybe, I don't know. How do we, like, center ourselves better with affirmations?
Music. Mm. There's a lot of really beautiful songs out there. There's another one he has. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am beautiful. And like, though there's plenty of artists out there who have songs, and there's some where I'm like, that's a little cheesy. But then there's others where I'm like, I totally resonate with that. And like, it's just, it's nice to have something to move to. Mm-hmm. And yeah, music for me. I mean, you too.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. For sure. That's so true. Yeah, I think that's what I, like, feel sometimes. I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking cheesy right now. Like, I'm like, you know? I'm like, I'm so annoying. I hate myself. Which is, like, the opposite. It's, like, the complete opposite of what I should be doing. But I think, yeah, maybe music is, like, the like, I don't know, the entrance to that for some folks.
It's the gateway.
The gateway. The gateway, Drew. cool. Okay. We've talked a little bit like indigenous culture, but like how your upbringing has informed your practice. Like, yeah, you are. Well, I'll let you self-identify and talk about that.
So my dad was born in Mexico City, but came here when he was four. My mom was born and raised here, but her family's from Mexico. And it was very like one part of me is very more like the American culture identity, but then also it's like the half and half, the Chicana.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like the tension.
Right. But like, I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. Mm. So like, I've got some broken up Spanish.
Girl, which is, I'm right there with
embarrassing,
you.
But at the same time, I'm like, I didn't speak it growing up. But I resonate so deeply with my roots and would love to learn more. Did I tell you about the moon dance I went to? About
no.
I went back to Mexico City.
I saw you post about it. Yeah. And I was like, I need to talk to Marisa about this. Uh-huh. Wait, did you do it? Okay, I'll let you talk about it.
it's in Teotihuacan.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, it's by the pyramids because I've heard of it. Just talk about it. I'm not supposed to like talk about shit I don't know. I don't know a lot. Anyways.
So there's this abuela. Her name's Malenali. She had almost 300 women there, and it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, my God.
And it was challenging beyond belief. I totally romanticized about it. Oh, we're going to dance into the moon. It's going to be amazing. What my friend didn't tell me until after I bought my plane ticket was that it's 4 nights of not sleeping, and it's semi-fasting, And you're going to do a temazcal, which is like the sweat lodge, before and after the dance. And I had never done one before, which I was really excited about. But there was just all these layers to it where it's just like, but it was amazing. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But it was really beautiful to be like, oh, but this is the land I came from. Mm. The songs that she shared were so beautiful. And it's great because I have my buffalo drum that I'll play and I'll sing the songs and it just takes me back and it just has that guerrera spirit, that like warrior, like, we got this. And to like honor the moon and to like feel that feminine energy and like be dancing, and even though you're just like, I am so done with this, to just like power on through and just like everyone just shouting out like fuerza, just the energy. It's just, you're being lifted by the energy of the collective. So it was a powerful experience, and it was a really awesome way to reconnect to my roots.
Yeah. I mean, just hearing you talk about it, I'm like feeling emotional. That sounds amazing. Yeah. Do you feel like it was like, I mean, now you're a healer and like that's your work. Like, do you feel like that experience was like affirming that for you?
Yeah. I feel like it was a practice just like everything else of how do I want to show up, right? And like I went in with the intention of like, okay, what is my context when there's moments of crazy frustration of like not wanting to be here because I know it's going to be really uncomfortable. Like, how do I want to show up? And I was like, okay, my context is just surrender and receive. And it was really challenging because at moments I was like, what does it even mean to surrender? And it was great because I was reading this book by this shaman. It's called San Pedro, the Huaychuma. It's a cactus. Yeah, it's another heart medicine. And it was crazy because the very next day after thinking, like, what does it mean to surrender? He described it perfectly as, like, it's about accepting everything as it is. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was really nice to see how everything kind of fell into place and, like, had my questions answered and...
The universe.
Yeah. So was that? I don't remember what the question was.
I don't
was.
Either, but it was beautiful. So that's all that matters. So how does all of this like come back to your massage practice?
I find that it helps me really understand what it means to be present and how important it is to bring that into my practice. Because when I am fully present when working with a client, that's when I feel the most open and connected to the person I'm working on. And prayer is so huge. You know, like this moon dance is all about like prayer. And every time I work on someone, like I am praying from the bottom of my heart for this person. And that's why I love in Thailand, the training, we always start off with a prayer. Na'a na'wa roka payati vina santi, which means I pray for the person who I lay my hands on, that they may find healing and comfort. So it ties in so beautifully with the practice.
Yeah, prayer makes me think about a lot because I feel like, and definitely in our like Western culture, like the idea of prayer is associated with religion. And I've been thinking about that a lot in the past couple years about like how it's meditation also. It's like intentionally like putting your energy, like you were saying, we have all these energies to someone or to something. It's so powerful and it goes beyond religion. So when you're coming in and like someone like is trying to talk to you, like I know it can be sometimes awkward to talk to like the massage therapist, you know, like someone's like going to be all up in your body that you don't know, right? So how do you talk to a massage therapist? Like what is the best way for you as a massage therapist to communicate with?
So usually there's a client intake form. So we'll ask questions about their medical health, how they like their pressure, just general things about their health and wellness, like how much water are you drinking a day? And then that way it just starts off the conversation and getting to know them and them getting to know us. And then just letting them know, like, I'm going to be checking in with you on pressure, but if it's too much or too little, like feel free to let me know. But open communication is huge. And I've felt when receiving a massage, like too timid to speak up.
Yeah, it's hard.
But then it's just like remembering, like, I want to enjoy this. I'm paying money for this massage and I want to enjoy it. So in order to get the most out of it, then it's probably best if I just say from like a heart place. It's not like, can you play like with attitude or anything? Just because I would want to know if someone wants more or less pressure, like I would much rather them speak up and then they feel better about the service.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm hearing like it sounds like it's more of the responsibility, but like the massage therapist, like, opens that communication up and invites, it makes the invitation, and then like it's up to the person receiving the massage to really like do that and like owning it, like, I'm paying for this is my, you know, thing.
Yep,
like it's mine.
Yeah, tapping into that like place of courage, right? Like, I've got courage to speak up. And it is that practice of like, how often are we not speaking up for ourselves?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh.
Jesus. Lisa. I was not ready for this. Good Lord. If I could practice it on the massage table, I could practice it in my life.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What are some of your personal challenges with the healing community?
Personal challenges.
I just want to know the chisme, Marisa. So I have a lot of opinions, and I want to know your, like, raw-ass opinions.
Well, is there anything in particular you're referring to?
Okay, I'll just share my opinions. Like, I can't stand, like, hella, like, self-righteous, like, healing people that are like, oh, I'm so centered and I am, like, all-knowing. I'm like, shut the fuck up. No, you're not. You're not fucking Buddha. Like, get out of here. That really pisses me off.
So it's funny, there's a word for that.
Oh, really?
It's called the spiritual ego. And even, I'm going to talk about Yogi Bhajan a lot, but he would talk about how there are people who get on their high horse about, oh, I'm so connected with the universe. And what happens is, the way he describes it is, like, when you look at the chakras, there's the three bottom chakras, which represent a triangle. You know, there's a base on the bottom and the point on top. And then there's the other top three chakras, where if you take that triangle and you put it upside down, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm making a triangle. Anyways, so basically what happens when those top three chakras are out of balance, you know, and you're all about a spirit and you're lacking that grounding, then you're just as out of balance as someone who's got the opposite going on. Mm. So it's a matter of finding that balance between this worldly earth and the spirit world. Mm. So yeah, but I totally get that.
Like, you're human, we're all human, like, we go through shit, we go through, like, feelings and emotions, and we're not always our best selves. Like, how do you hone in your practice to do that? You spoke a little bit about it, but I would love to know, like, a moment where you were, like, fuming or, like, something. You had an extreme emotion in how you were, like, use your practice, or how you didn't, how you just lost your shit, because that's, we really want to know about that. You don't have to share what you want.
So, you know, it's interesting because I noticed that, it's funny, I'm going to kind of jump into my, what was the, my guilty pleasure.
Yes. Right? Yes, let's do it.
So, one of my guilty pleasures, which leads to that, is I just freaking love cannabis. Love it. But I noticed that when I smoke too often, how it screws with my hormones and I go into those pits. Fuck. Yeah.
Yo.
And like, they're like, Michael, everything he says just pisses me off and he can't say anything right. And I'm just like, and I'm just like, I just need space. And then I realized,
Jesus.
I realized I did a 40-day like cannabis-free cleanse, and I was like, "Oh, I feel so balanced." And I'm like, "Oh, that's what happens when I abuse the plant." Mm. And not to say that, because I like to refer to her as her, because in the Santo Daime, the ayahuasca church, they refer to her as La Santa María. And it's a feminine energy. So when it's in balance, it taps into that creativity and that flow. And I know that when I am in balance and like working with the plant, like all I want to do is paint and hoop dance and do yoga. But then when I'm doing it too much, I go into the shadow of the feminine, which is...
They talk about that with the moon too, right? The moon has a dark side.
Exactly. So I feel like the roller coaster ride is much more extreme when I abuse the cannabis and when I abuse the food too, and alcohol, which is why like I had to stop completely. But it's like finding that balance.
Mm. Okay, let's get weird. Uh-huh. Yes, we haven't gotten weird already. What's the weirdest thing you've done for health?
Yes, the weirdest thing I would have to say is the amazing gallbladder flesh. Which, if you haven't heard about this shit is weird. So you go a week with just eating vegan, which isn't weird. But then at the end of the week, you're basically preparing yourself to flush out a shit ton of gallstones. And basically, Andre Moritz, the guy who was this medical intuit who basically had channeled this cleanse, said that so many illnesses stem from the liver and there just being a bunch of gallstones in the liver. So anyways, basically what it involves is you're taking malic acid, which is what you get from apples, and you're taking this every day for the week, and this basically is going to like soften the stones. And then you drink Epsom salt.
You drink water. Epsom salt?
Yeah, is you that put it safe? In water.
I mean, I guess it is. You're still here, so.
Yeah. I'm alive. So you drink the Epsom salt, and then like an hour later, there's a whole free ebook online. Read the ebook before doing this.
Wait, can you say the title again? Did you already say it?
The Amazing Gallbladder Flush.
That you can find in an ebook online.
Yeah.
We can Google it.
Yeah. I also have a blog on our website, and I wrote all about it, and I included the links to the ebook. And you have to do the, what's it called? The colon stuff where they stick the tube up your bum.
Oh.
What's it called?
Do you do colon it yourself?
Therapy. Hell no.
I'm like, that's fun way to get intimate with yourself.
Yeah, no. We did do a couple's colonics, though. Oh, my God.
So you did it to each other?
No, oh. No.
Hell no. I mean, like, if you're into that, like, whatever. I'm not judging. That's cool. Whatever.
No, we paid someone to do it for us.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we went together. It was very romantic. We saw all of each other's shit.
You saw? Out. Oh, because yeah, it's a couple. So someone's like, what are they sticking up there?
They stick a tube up and then they pump the water up and it's like, oh, it feels so weird. And it was weird to see all the emotions coming up. And then you just see a whole bunch of shit come out. In the little tube.
And oh, it just comes out of the tube.
Yeah, it comes out of the tube. And you're just like, ah! The colon therapist said she's seen little Barbie shoes come out from like what people have eaten as when they a were child. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So it really cleans everything out.
What did you see?
Just, you don't want to know.
I like kind of want to know.
It was just a bunch of shit. Little balls of shit. It's so gross. I shouldn't be.
It's great. We're talking about shit. Oh, let's talk about shit.
Anyways, so you do that before and after the actual flush. So the flush involves going back to the Epsom salt. You drink the Epsom salt water, and then like an hour later, you drink olive oil mixed with grapefruit juice. And it does all this stuff to like open up the tubes, and then all the gallstones are able to pass through. And all night, we're just up with it coming out of our bum.
Do you see the actual?
Yes!
What do they look like?
Like little furry balls of gallstone matter. I don't know.
Like meteors like coming out of your booty hole?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, we probably saw like 200, and for every like 100.
200?
Yeah. Christ. Yeah. I know. Like the stuff that's in there, it's scary. It's piling up. So anyways, that's probably the weirdest thing I've done for health.
I was not expecting that. That's that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That is getting real intimate with your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do it. I mean, I'm a little scared, but I feel like I should.
You're supposed to write down all of your fears before, like your feelings going into it. And it was funny because my fear was that Michael and I are going to need to use the toilet at the same time and I'm going to have to shit in a bucket.
Oh my goodness.
That's my biggest fear.
What are some easy takeaway steps that listeners can do every day to improve their health?
So I find it helpful when I have an acronym. So I thought of an acronym.
Nice. Yay.
You ready for this? So the acronym is MDMA.
You would. Jesus Christ. I don't know if we can talk about that.
All right. Well, okay. So originally MDMA was for psychological, like therapeutic uses, right? So anyways, that's a side note.
Yeah.
So M for meditate. right? Or having some kind of spiritual practice, whether it's prayer and making a ritual out of all of the whole MDMA. So it could be yoga, it could be sound baths, whatever it is that calls to you, but really having that practice. D for drink and eat good, healthy foods. Drinking especially water, I think it's like 75 to 80% of Americans are dehydrated. We're not drinking enough water and we're wondering we're having so many health issues. A lot of it is because we're dehydrated. And then foods, like probiotic drinks and foods, just, it's so important. The M for move. So whether it's through dancing or yoga, or I love to ride my bicycle, and making a practice of it every morning, the stretching too, essential. I know this is kind of a lot, but that's why we've got MDMA here to remind us. but part of moving is also the massage, like moving the energy through the body. It's a lot of times just like we have that stuck energy. And then the last one is active learning. So whether it's attending workshops or reading, listening to podcasts, doing something that's just going to feed your soul. So MDMA.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that last one because that's not one I would have ever like, I'm not, I don't, I guess I don't actively think about actively learning. This is such a obnoxious joke. Anyways, that's cool. MDMA.
Yeah.
So meditate, drink
and eat.
And eat.
Good healthy foods.
Movement. That's like my favorite one.
Exactly.
And then
actively learning.
Yeah. Active learning. Okay, so how can folks get in contact with you, with Purple Lotus? How can they access these services?
So people are welcome to call me. 323-797-1917. I like talking to people. You know, I know we text a lot, but like I like hearing people's voices.
This is bold. You're bold, honey.
I guess I'm old school. But I'll respond to texts too. We have our website. It's www.purplelote.us. So it's the color purple, purplelote.us. Cool. So we have more information about us. We're on Facebook and Instagram under Purple Lotus.
And you're on Yelp. Wellness.
We're on Yelp too. Yeah. You can read reviews about us. And
you're located in LA.
Highland Park.
Highland Park.
NELA, it's now called.
Oh.
Northeast LA.
Okay. What?
Marisa is the best. She already made this part real easy, y'all. She gave us MDMA. What an acronym, Marisa. We love you. So let's go back through that. And I'm going to share a little bit of how I've done some MDMA in my life. So M, meditate or spiritual practice or prayer. I've been a little bit more intentional about taking breaths throughout the day. So I spend a lot of time in traffic. So I've just been really just taking deep breaths in traffic and challenging myself to do at least 5 to kind of bring me back and release all the tension that I'm holding through the terrible LA traffic. D, drink and eat. I've tried and continue to try to drink as much water as possible because like Marisa shared, 75 to 80% of Americans are deeply dehydrated. Drink water. Movement. I'm always moving. I love dancing and shaking my booty. So movement is always happening for me. Active learning. I think creating this podcast has been some real active learning for me. I'm learning so much from all the incredible healers that I am interviewing. So, hope you enjoyed it.
Sabor y Salud Podcast is a labor of love. Brought to you by me, your host, Belin Mojarro, and my talented homegirl, nature traveler, and co-producer extraordinaire, Stephanie Aguilar.
Information shared on Sabor y Salud podcast is not intended to replace medical or professional advice or treatment. Please consult your personal healer, doctor, physician, or curandera before trying new health practices.